Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, afternoon, good evening. Welcome again for another podcast. Ain't you grateful that God called you? Ain't you grateful that God loves you? I'm so grateful today. I'm so thankful for the gift of Jesus to the world, and especially to me. For a while now, I've been looking through the Old Testament, and it just brings me to that place of gratitude to Jesus for the price is paid for us, for our redemption, for our atonement, for everything that God has done for us. So this podcast today is just looking at the paid price, paid in full. Some time ago, I listened to a story that was narrated by Shelley Caesar, how a child wrote, you know, a bill to the parent for mowing the lawn, for taking care of the younger one, placed a price tag on everything. And at the end of the day, totaled it, and let's say by $100, and told the mom, this is what you owe me for all the chores I did, you know, for you. And the mother narrated hers. For the 9 months she carried him, for the breastfeeding, for the late nights, and everything, for nursing the child, for cooking, for mending his clothes. And at the end of the day, after narrating everything, and she said all she did was for love. Well, that touched that little child. And so he took the sheet of paper and wrote boldly on it, paid in full. Amazing. Paid in full. And that was what Jesus did for us. No matter whatever we do for God in his kingdom as his children, you know, no matter the sacrifice we tend to pay, you know, in the cost of serving God, it is not compared. It's not compared to what Jesus did. It's not compared to what life would have been like if it hadn't been for God. If God hadn't sent his son, if he hadn't come in the flesh to stay with man and to die and to take our sins, what we say we do right now is nothing. It's nothing compared to what we would have been doing. Just to give God a wave offering in church today, you say, give God a wave offering. Our hands can't even lift up, our hands can't even raise up. Just to give God an offering. We are too psychedelic. We are too proud to give God a wave offering. But I tell you, it costs them to give God a wave offering in those days. It costs so much. It costs so much. Animals are to be killed, and they shall burn the old animal in the altar, and that shall now be, you know, given as a wave offering. As a wave offering. If you look at Exodus chapter 29, you see what it costs to just give God a wave offering. A wave offering, a simple wave offering that will just lift our hands now and raise it up, and is accepted by him. Then it wasn't like that. Say, and thou shalt take, verse 22 of Exodus 29, I don't want to bore you with all the long, just start from 22. Also, thou shalt take of the ram, the fat and the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the calf above the liver and the two kidneys and the fat that is upon them and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread and one cake of oiled bread and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his son, and shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. Imagine what you would do just to give God a wave offering. And today, I hope this makes it easier for you to raise up your hands even to the roof when they say in church, let's give God a wave offering. Let's give God a wave offering. Praise the Lord. And thou shalt sanctify the breast 27 of the wave offering and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved and which is heaved. In fact, when you look at the book of Exodus and you read Leviticus, you see, oh my word, what we would have been doing as Christians, as children of God, the price that we would have made before we can even call his presence down, we will have to burn incense. All those, a lot. But today, we just go into his presence with praise, and he inhabits our praise. As simple as the praise is. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he appears. Amazing. What the price of Jesus paid for me. Amazing. It's so overwhelming to know that so I would have actually lived my life like this. So at the end of the day, you discover that even the masses, the poor, may not be able to access God. Little dash pocket banana, they say. They may not be able to access God, because how will they have the funds to buy the ram, to buy the turtle doves, even as simple as turtle doves? That was the expectation before Jesus. Aren't we just grateful? Aren't we just grateful to Jesus for this? I am, excited. I am grateful that I am in this dispensation of grace. I am in this dispensation of mercy. But are we going to take this grace for granted? Are we going to take this grace for granted? No. He says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. And I say, I forbid. So, for our atonement yearly, we would have gone to the temple with animals for sacrifice. Would have gone there with tons and tons. By now, I don't know if animals would have still been in existence. Some animals would have gone into extinction because of the frequency to which we sin. At the end of the day, is given unto us free, paid in full. For you, it is free, but it costs someone. It cost Jesus. He paid the final sacrifice. He paid with his blood. It cost him his blood. The blood of Jesus brought us this redemption, brought us this atonement. Atonement once and for all. So we don't need goats. We don't need rams. We don't need turtle doves. Just go through Leviticus. And I pray that you understand the depth of what Jesus paid for. The depth of his love for us. and what we enjoy so freely that we just now commonize. May we not take the grace of God for granted. That's my prayer for myself, that I will not take this grace that God has given unto us for granted. And when you give the offering, how are you even sure that the offering will be accepted? God didn't accept the offering of Cain, because Cain stood for himself, and God didn't like Cain. His heart was not right, and so his offering was not right. So how many of us can boldly say we have a good heart, and that our heart is right, that every time we present our offering to God in church, and we drop it in the form of cash or kind, and we bring that offering, how many times can we say we brought it with a good heart, with a good intention, with a good mind? Have we not grumbled at times behind the scene? Have we not murmured? In those days, those are looked at as offerings that blind, lame, or dumb. Those are offerings that God would not accept on a good day. But because of Jesus, we can just boldly enter into the throne of grace, give an offering, and the Lord accepts it, and the Lord blesses us, and the Lord lifts us, and we just feel, wow, is that easy? It's not easy. What Jesus did for me, I cannot pay. I cannot thank him enough. I cannot thank God. I cannot begin to put value to his sacrifice. Praise the Lord. And so as his children, this morning, I just want to encourage us to have an attitude of gratitude to God for all that he has done for us, instead of concentrating on those things that are not. Instead of concentrating on those things that have not come to pass, let's begin to thank him for those things that he has done. Hallelujah. Let's begin to thank him for as simple as his mercy is, as simple as his grace is. Let's begin to thank him that we don't have to pay with our blood for our sins. We don't have to buy gold. We don't have to shed any other blood just to get going in this race. All we need to do is just walk in his status, keep his commandments, and do them. And it says that it will cause his rain to fall upon us in due season, and our land shall yield increase, only if we can just obey him, reverence him, revere God. God is worthy of praise. If it is needed that you lie on the floor prostrate, just prostrate before him. I see a lot of us, we are so full of ourselves. We can't even kneel down in church. How much more to lie down on the floor with our soul, our fine cloth? How can that happen? That brother is looking at me. That sister is looking at me. When I'm in the presence of God, I let go. I don't care who's looking at me, because you don't know. You didn't pay the price for me. You didn't die for me. You did nothing for me. And so, why should I look at you? You don't matter when it comes to my worship to God. I want us to have a better attitude. I want us to have a better attitude towards God and his work. Let's serve him with reckless abandonment of our resources, of our time, everything. Because that's the least we can do. He has paid it all. He paid it all. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Can't pay you, Lord. Can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give that makes any sense. Indeed, Lord, we can't pay you. We can't pay you for all that you've done for us. But we just want to say thank you, for you have paid in full. And because you live, I live also. I'm not taking your grace for granted. In any way I've taken it for granted in time past, I ask for mercy. Now that I know better, I will praise better. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Jesus, this is the time. I want you to just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I used to think that my life is my life. But today, I realize that all I am, all I have is by your grace. And so, Father, I ask that you come into my life, my messed up life. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. That blood you shed to pay for my redemption. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I'll live for you and you only. In Jesus' name. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations, sister, for making this decision. I tell you, it's the best decision that you have made and you can ever make. In my 34 years walk with him, it still is the best decision I've ever made, giving my life to Jesus. You will never regret it. And if you're born again listening to this podcast, don't find it difficult raising your hands and waving your hands in church, lying prostrate on the floor. You can prostrate to the King of Kings. Don't find it difficult to serve God in gladness of heart. Because what? He paid everything in full for us. It cost him his life. It cost him his blood. And that blood is not cheap. Bible says that the life of any animal, of any human, is in the blood. So let's not take the blood for granted. When you take the communion the next time, look at it as the life of Jesus. And the Lord will continue to be magnified in our lives. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Ami Mostukuram. And I'll see you again. Send you another podcast as the Spirit leads. I love you. But remember, God loves you. And he paid in full.